This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757. And it goes without saying that we live in a violent community, and sometimes people who have a platform such as yours truly are touched by violence. And one of those who recently was touched in a most profound way and a horrible way is former Metro Councilperson Donna Collins Lewis. She is with us. She lost her grandson on January 27th, so we're only 23 days removed from an untimely death. Jared Collins was only 21 years old. He was born March 31, 1999, and he died 27 January 2021. Just off Government Street, this one was one of those south of Florida Boulevard and near the Garden District, not far from where I live. And good morning to you, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Good morning,
Donna Collins Lewis.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I saw the photos of family and friends outside the residence. It was a searing moment in your life, wasn't it?
To say the least, Jim, to say the least.
What exactly happened?
Not really sure of what happened. We got a call that Wednesday, late Wednesday evening. My daughter called me very alarmed on the phone, saying that she had gotten a phone call that said that she had heard, or somebody had heard in the streets, that Jared had been shot. And so immediately my heart went into panic mode. Jared had been shot probably sometime 6 months or 6 to 8 months ago. He had been shot.
So he'd already survived one of these?
He'd already survived one. He had been shot early on during the COVID pandemic. Was at the early at the Lake Hospital, was not able to see him, shot six times. Was only able to talk to hospital staff to find out it was not life-threatening that he would survive.
He was shot 6 to 8 times?
He was shot six times.
What, in the torso?
In the torso, in his hand, his finger. It was several different areas.
And this last time?
From what they're telling us, he was shot in the head.
In the head.
He was shot in the head, one time in the wrist.
Do we know who he was interacting with?
We don't have any idea. He was not living at home. Jared was living with some friends over in that area.
And this was Spain?
It was on Spain Street at 17th and Spain.
17th and Spain.
Yes.
Not far from the Dufrock School, right?
Yes.
Very close. Very close. A lot of thriving businesses. And, of course, yes. The Garden District is a stone's throw away.
Yes, it is.
So it for people who are not touched by this, as many in North Baton Rouge are on a regular basis, this is proverbially too close for comfort.
Yeah. And anywhere it happens is too close for comfort.
Yeah, we should accent every homicide in this community with yes. the same degree of vigilance. But truth is, we don't, because this one is close to mm-hmm. an area where a lot of people of privilege live, and I would include myself in that. We take more interest in it, and it involves you, yes. a former Metro Council person. How's the family responded to this?
It was very tragic, Jim, dealing with it day by day, dealing with his mom, Jared, which I'll still call my grandson. I'll never say I have 10 grandchildren. I'll still say I have 10. Jared's mom is having a really challenging time. He has a sister, Liberty. He has two sisters, Liberty and Morgan, and he has a brother, Kishan, and they are struggling every day. You know, young people, the first thing they want to know is who did it, why, and who can we hurt. We've had conversations planning to do some family counseling to get through this. My last thing that I ever want to see is revenge in any way. Mm-hmm. You know, do you have a desire to know what happened, but I'm not even sure knowing what happened makes the pain any less.
Do you have any confidence the person who did it will be found?
I'm hoping that they will, but I'm hoping that somehow this person can be transformed. I look at young people killing young people every day, and you hear about it, but when it touches your front door, it's totally different. My heart's desire is to see or to be a part somehow, some way, not really sure, to see things change in this area with our young, especially with our young African-American males. It happens far too often. Everybody's heart breaks. Jared's grandmother, he has a mother, he has sisters. He has aunts and uncles and people that love him and cared about him.
He was studying to be a welder, right?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
So he he had a GED. Mm-hmm. He, good-looking young man. Was he involved in any kind of activities like drugs or anything like that?
We don't really know, Jim. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I think that there were some things that were probably Jerry was involved in that he should not have been involved in. But even having said that, taking his life is something totally different.
Oh, no doubt. Well, he survived a shooting, you say, what?
Probably about 6 or 8 months ago.
And he was shot several times?
Six times.
Six times.
Yes.
And at that point, it had to be touch and go at some moment when he was brought to the hospital. But doctors saved him, and now this.
Yeah, I believe God saved him. I believe God saved him for a reason.
Used the doctors to do it. Yeah. But
yes.
But what a waste.
Yes, 21 years old. If you look at the program, Jared had just had a baby. He has a daughter. Who's 2 months old?
So you have
almost 3 months old.
It's hard to believe you have a great grandbaby. And the lives of all the people around Jared are affected, and especially with a daughter who will never know her father.
Never know her father. She'll never know him. She'll know him through us, but personally, she'll never know him.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you get the word on something like that, as much as we are fully aware that we are in a dangerous place, It's a shock, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shock, Jim. You know, you get the call, and somehow you're hoping that when you get there, things are not quite as what you're being told over the phone. I immediately, when I got the news, called out to the chief, who immediately answered and responded, was trying to find out if there had been a shooting recently in the neighborhood. But what we were found out when we got to the scene, or we found out from what the kids call chatter in the streets, mm-hmm. was that Jared had been in the house dead for some time.
877-217-5757 is your number, and talk@talklouisiana.org is our email. This is a difficult topic, not easy to talk about, and you can see it's been 23 days. It's still raw for Donna Collins Lewis, as you would imagine. She lost her grandson, and I'm sure you knew him from the day he was born.
Yes, I do. From the moment he was conceived, really, when my daughter tried to hide it.
Really?
But yes. That's Jared is my firstborn grandson, the oldest of six grandsons.
So, Rebel in Sherwood. Rebel, you are on Talk Louisiana with Donna Collins Lewis. Hi, Rebel.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much. And Ms. Collins, this is Mr. Ellerby, Jared's old principal from elementary school.
I remember.
And I just want you to, this is the first I've heard of this.
Oh, my God.
And I want you to know how very upset I am about it and concerned about it. And, you know, as an educator in East Baton Rouge, we unfortunately, again, myself and my colleagues, can name dozens of kids mm-hmm. who've lost their lives or been wounded over the last decade or two. So it needs to stop. And I just want you to know and his mom and everyone to know that I'm thinking of them, and I'm very sorry to hear that this happened. You take care, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, Mr. Ellerby. Mr. Ellerby was one of Jared's elementary school principals who was very close to Jared. Whenever Jared would get into trouble at school, Mr. Ellerby would call either his mom or myself or even my husband to come to the school to see about him. So thank you so much, Mr. Ellerby, for reaching out.
Yeah, and Donna's husband, John, is...
Cliff.
Cliff, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He is in studio, and he is with her, and you can see it and feel it probably through the radio that she is in immense pain as a result of this. And we live in a city like today in the Advocate, you know, in the metro section, they run shootings, and it's just another day. One person killed, three others injured in a shooting on North Foster Drive Thursday. Shooting took place in the 2000 block, 7 p.m. No other information immediately available. And too often people get away and do these things and may do them again. And we have to find ways to improve. And in some ways we have. As bad as it is, it would be much worse if we didn't have public officials who are vigilant and trying their best to make it better. But is there anything that can be done that we're not doing? You've been a Metro Council person. You've seen this.
You know, Jim, I've thought about it long and hard, and even more so after Jared's death. But, you know, we have programs, and we have in this pandemic era that we're in, we have lots of Zoom meetings and things that kids that are on the streets are not coming to. So I believe that there has to be a way for us to reach kids on the streets where they are, on that corner where Jared died. There are always young people hanging out. There are always young people. There were people sitting there on the steps when we got there, young people. And so we have to, I believe we're going to have to take this to the streets. I believe we're going to have to find out from young people what is happening with them. I don't think any young person wakes up in the morning deciding that they want to kill somebody.
HB in Denham Springs. HB, you're on the air with Donna Collins Lewis.
Good morning. Ms. Collins, I was born and raised in Baton Rouge, both in South Baton Rouge as well as North Baton Rouge. In 1973, I stopped the car containing a driver and two occupants. I ordered the driver out of the car at 2 o'clock in the morning on a dark street. He come out shooting and got me in the face on the first bullet and came running at me shooting 5 more times. My question is this. Having been born and raised in Baton Rouge, what happened to our city that used to be the little lazy river peaceful city?
I think that's a question that we have to ask ourselves. I think we've allowed a lot of things in our city thinking that they would go away. Or we've allowed a lot of things in our city thinking that it's not in my community. It's not at my front door. We've moved from areas. We've pushed away. We've not invested in certain areas. I don't feel like we've invested in a lot of our young people. Jared had had some issues earlier. Jared was on probation. Jared was having to pay probation fees. He had no job. He was not really employable, so he started school, still having to pay probation fees. And so there are a lot of things and dynamics that come into play about what things happen with our young people, and we need to figure it out.
877-217-5757 is your number. Donna Collins Lewis is in the house for a little while longer if you'd like to talk, and we'll return in just a moment. This is Jim Inkster. Thanks for listening to Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Katie Ann McDonald producing in a few more minutes with Donna Collins Lewis, Metro Council person, and her husband is with us, Cliff Lewis. And Cliff played a few years, 4 with the Green Bay Packers back in the early 1980s. And he was a linebacker, 6'1", 226. From southern Mississippi, and this is a stellar family, and they've lost their grandson. And during the break, I was talking off air with Cliff and Donna Collins Lewis. You met the two of you when you were actually shopping for Jared, right?
Yeah, actually, I was, I'll never forget, it was in the Albertsons buying Similac for Jared, my grandson, not very old at the time, and met Cliff in the grocery store. As I was buying milk, so yeah, that's how we met, because of Jared.
All right, 877-217-5757. Jared Tyler Collins, who was born March 31st, 1999.
He has a birthday coming up pretty soon.
Died January 27th, 2021, 23 days ago. Paul in Opelousas. Paul, you're on the air with Donna Collins Lewis.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ms. Lewis. Sorry for your loss. I agree with what Ms. Lewis said, that you've got to bring it to the streets and bring it to people who are involved. So I challenge you, Jim, for your show, for one of your future shows, is to bring in some of these young people into your show and ask these very pointed questions. Where's your life going? What are you doing? You know, get involved in their environment. So I challenge you to bring these kids to your show. Thank you.
All right. That's a good idea.
Yes.
But it's not easy for a young person at any time.
It's not.
Growing up is hard to do, and as we get older, we forget the pains that are involved in those years. And then to have the process in a non-secure environment makes it even worse, of course, and ultimately some young people. Most of these people who are being killed are young people.
Yes, they are very young people. You know, I still agree that we've got to find a way to take it to the young people. I think it was a show that Oprah had one time when she was talking about we need to stop asking young people what's wrong with them and ask them what happened to them. We need to find out what happened to them.
Cynthia in Glen Oaks. Cynthia, you're on the air with Donna Collins Lewis. Thank you for calling, Cynthia. Cynthia?
Okay, Donna. Yes, I'm here. Donna is, Jared is my nephew, and Donna is my sister, and I'm calling in also to support what we need to do to help our young people, because we are losing too many of our young people, and we need to find out why.
Thank you, Sent.
Well, this young man was a smart guy. He had been in some trouble, though, and that's something that has to be factored in, is that how difficult is it when a young person has a record to get back on their feet and for someone to give them a chance?
Yeah, it's very challenging, Jim, and I'm not going to try to throw rocks, but in the African-American community, it's more prevalent than it is anywhere. We have more black-on-black killings with our young African-American men. But again, with Jared being on probation, having to pay probationary fees, I mean, I've helped him many times, so I know he didn't have the money to do it. But trying to make a new start, trying to get his life back in order, and was struggling every month to try to meet these fees. And so that's what happens to a lot of our young people. They can't figure it out, and they turn or resort to other things.
877-217-5757. Still time to get in with Donna Collins Lewis. Erwin, you are on the air. Erwin, may I ask where you're calling from, Erwin?
Okay, the name is Elwin Burns, Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, sir?
What's on my mind are our children who need help. I am well known in Baton Rouge, and my heart goes out for you, Ms. Collins.
Thank you, Mr.
And I pray for this city about four or five times a day, and we're trying to do something. I heard you say just now, because our African males are being killed, we're trying to get something over in the Eden Park with a community park for the children, a pool and a splash pad, the whole nine, something positive to keep them out of trouble. And I need you all's help. They know me well.
Mr. Burns, I'll reach back out to you after the show.
Thank you, sir. 877-217-5757. Zach in Shenandoah. Zach, you're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, guys. I'm sorry to hear, Donna, about your grandson.
Thank you.
I know Donna very well. And, you know, when I grew up in South Baton Rouge, you know, we had not only my father and uncle in my household, but we also had men in the community also that would, you know, catch a young guy if he were doing anything out of place, and correct you, you know, put you back in place, give you some mentorship, if you will. And I think it's important that we get men, black men, back in our communities, whether you live there or not, to come in and try to offer some kind of mentorship program to young men in the communities. And also we need, you know, women to come together, mothers in the household who are single mothers, to understand that if you allow your child, your son, whoever it may be, to run rampant and not check them early on in life, you know, give some direction to them in life, this is going to happen. So we have to put, you know, combined effort, both get men to help other young men, young boys, to understand and go there and don't be afraid, because when we grew up, they would check you and put you in place. So I think it's important that we have combined effort to help our people in our communities.
Yeah, there were a day when you could approach a young person on the streets who's being disrespectful and say something. But now we fear our young people. And that's another thing that keeps us from really going to the streets or working in the community, our fear of them. And if we're afraid of them, it's just like a dog. If a dog knows you're afraid of him, he's going to attack you. So if we, it's the way that we approach them, though. We've got to approach them with respect. We have to approach them with dignity. They're on the streets. And, again, I don't think any child grows up or born wanting to be a drug dealer or a killer or saying that they're going to murder somebody. So something happens early on in the life of those young people that we got to figure it out. I've gone to meeting after meeting. I've heard people say that they need to have help in the home. Where I had a single mom. My mom was a single parent who raised four children, walking to work at night at the Baton Rouge General Hospital in housekeeping. It can be done, but we had a support system. I had a grandfather. I didn't have a father in my life. I had a grandfather, and I had uncles that cared about us. And so we've got to figure out a way to reach our young people. We can't say it's not our problem.
877-217-5757, Idris in South Baton Rouge. Idris, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I am a good friend with Ms. Lewis, and I'm calling in support of her. I work at the juvenile detention center, and I see it every day, these young men and young ladies who have no support. There are certain levels that are going to go to the program, but then it's going to be that other level who they need more support at home. It goes there. It's a support system. It's a village to help to raise them. It's so sad when I see them on TV and then they're in my class the next day. And some of these kids you get to know beyond what they did. And so it's real challenging to get through to them because their perfect day is to smoke a blunt and to play with their Glock. So how do you get to these kids? And that's the challenge we have, because a certain level will go to the programs, but then you have that other level.
Thank you, Idris. 877-217-5757, Renee in St. Martinville. Renee, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning.
Yeah, Jim, like you, I was, you know, I saw your report on you a couple of days ago on TV, and myself, my car was carjacked on Monday in New Orleans. I was carjacked. But as white males, what can we do? What can we do to be a part of the solution? The kid who stole my car, I feel for him. I want him to be punished, but I feel for him. What can we do and to help this situation?
Thank you for calling. I don't think it's a black or a white problem. I think it's a community issue. I've had some of my former colleagues who are white. I've had whites to reach out to me to ask me, you know, what is it that we can do? And so I have said to them that I'm going to reach back out to them. I'm going to offer my phone number, 225-439-9690. This is something that, you know, I'm passionate about at this point. And of course, it's because one of my grandsons has been impacted by it. But every mother's or grandmother's or family hearts ache every time somebody is killed. These are not just people that nobody cares about that you're shooting down in the streets every day. These are somebody's children, grandchildren, nephews. These are people that are loved, no matter where they are in life, no matter what they've done. My heart for my grandson, no matter what they find out that he was involved in or what he's done, my heart for my grandson and the fact that his life has been taken will never change. It will never change, and it has to stop. If we can save one, like the man on the beach with the gold, with the starfish, throwing one back when there are millions on the beach that will die, if we can save one, if my grandson could be saved, could have been saved, if the next person's son or grandson or child can be saved, I want to make sure I'm a part of that. And so black, white, Chinese, I don't care what you are, if you are really serious about it, if we can reach a few in our community, in whatever community we are in, then I think we owe it to that community to make it happen.
Thank you, Donna Collins-Lewis, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And she gave her number, 225-439-9690. We've got to communicate and try to do better. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support until Monday. Stay safe and stay tuned.